In southeastern Minnesota, you'll find a rolling landscape known as the Driftless Area. And within that region, there's a town named Lanesboro that was established in the mid-1800s to draw East Coast tourists. The dream of luring visitors did come true, but it took over a century. How that happened is this edition of the American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Rick Lehman lives in southeastern Minnesota, about 40 miles southeast of Rochester. Even folks from this state are amazed at the unique landscape here.
It's a driftless area that was left untouched by the glaciers, and so we've got a lot of bluffs and a lot of valleys.
And in this driftless area, as it's known, you'll find the small town of Lanesboro.
The town was established in 1869, and it was established by people from out east, New York residents, and they had visited here, and they liked what they saw in this area, and so they were going to use it as a tourist destination for people from out east.
Interestingly, the tourist destination they hoped for didn't materialize for over another 100 years. Lanesboro instead became a small farming community, and still is. But changes in the 1970s brought new opportunities for the town.
About 1977, the railroad line that had been here since 1869 was taken out, and then later on, about 7-8 years later, some people got the idea that maybe we should put in a bike trail.
The Root River Trail now spans about 60 miles of that old railroad line. While grain trucks can still be found rolling through town, bikes and tourists have brought plenty of visitors.
The trail is still probably the number one thing as far as the tourist trade in town. We have the theater. People come from all over the U.S. to perform there. So the arts and theater is a big thing as well.
Rick is the retired school principal here, and today he owns the most unique business in town. It once was a feed mill, but today is... Well, you'll have to come back next time to find out what it is, but it's really, really cool, and I took plenty of pictures to post on our site. As we travel the countryside in Lanesboro, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.